Hey, baby. How are you? Is everything all right? No. You just seem a little distracted. Like, is there something on your mind? Like, seems like your mind is somewhere else. Do you want to talk? I can help you, or I can try to help. It's just, you know, I worry about you. Nervous? About what? What is there to be nervous about? All right, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. Even though it'll make you feel better. I'm a really good unofficial therapist. Well, I thought something might be up when you invited me over for maybe some Netflix, but maybe not so much chilling. You said something like that. What did you mean by that? I'm just bad at subtext, so just tell me whatever you're thinking. You don't have to be scared. What do I want out of us? I mean, we've known each other for such a long time. And when you finally asked me out, I was shocked, but I was so happy. Like, at first I thought you just wanted somebody to, like, hook up with, but, like, I want to try this. Like, I want to really try. Just, I'm surprised that all these years, at least that I've known you, that you've never, like, hooked up with anybody else long term. Like, you're so, you're so cute. And you do so well in school, and you're funny, and everyone loves you. Although, I guess your sense of humor isn't for everyone, but but I remember the first time we met on campus, and I was like, I need to know him. I need to know him. And then I did. And now we're here. And then when you set up that first date for me, like, you, have I told you this? You really floored me. You made dinner and set up that table for me and the flowers and the music, and everything was so perfect. I'm just, like, I had no idea that you wanted to do those things for me. I just felt really special. And yeah, I'm just having a really great time with you. And yeah, I want to keep things going. Is that all right? Hey, seriously, are you okay? Like, you seem really distracted. Is everything all right? Did something happen? Okay. Yes, this is our third date. Yes. And, okay, the third date rule is not something that anybody takes seriously. You know that, right? It's not like a real rule. It's like the 5-second rule. Do you eat chicken off the floor that you drop? Like, you let the dog get it most of the time, don't you? Or, like, finders keepers, like, you return a wallet that you find in the mall, right? Because you're a good person, depending how hungry you are and if there's a Panda Express. I'm just kidding. But really, like, that's just, it's a made-up rule. You don't have to follow all the fake rules in the whole world, right? Yeah. Where'd you hear about this fake third date rule, anyway? A YouTube video? Oh, come on. You know you can't take that seriously. You know there's people on YouTube making whole videos about flat earth and mole people. You know that, right? You can't believe everything you see online. Were you on some like pickup artist channel where they were just giving terrible advice and making up a bunch of fake rules that aren't real? Was it run by that guy who used to have a show on VH1? No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying, not everybody on the internet is a trustworthy expert. And second of all, we don't have any deadlines. We don't have any arbitrary due dates for stuff we need to do in our relationship. That's silly. Don't put pressure on yourself. Am I ready for the next step? Oh, I'm always ready. Well, not literally. I'm not literally always ready. But yeah, I feel prepared, but of course I'm nervous. Everybody's nervous for the first time with someone. What do you mean? Well, yeah, it would be each of our first time with each other. How could it not be? What do you mean it's different for you? What? You? You've never with anybody? Oh, baby, I had no idea. You know, being a virgin is not something to be ashamed about. No, not at all. You know, a lot of girls think that's really romantic. Like you're saving yourself for someone special. Stop. Just because you're all self-conscious about this doesn't mean other people think of it that way. I'm excited if you're... Does that mean you want me to be your first time? Because that means a lot. Don't. I'm serious. I'm not placating you. I'm dead serious. Like, okay. So not only is it special because kind of reserved yourself for someone special, and now that person is me, so I feel special, but also, like, it's kind of sexy because we get to explore things together and you've never done any of it before. So we get to, you know, find out what we enjoy just between ourselves. I mean, that sounds fun, doesn't it? You're like unmolded clay that I get to sink my fingers into. That did sound a little dirty, didn't it? Do you like my bad innuendos? Do you enjoy them? Good. Well, here's a more important question. Do you want to go to the next step? Do you feel ready? You can say no. You can also say that you want to, but you're scared. You're allowed to feel that way. You think I didn't feel that way? And just anecdotally, I'm not going to make a habit of talking about other guys, but just to let you know, like, I feel like I was really lucky with the person I was with the first time. Like, he was really kind and gentle and made it easy for me, because it could have been so much more difficult. And I just want to be that person for you. I just want you to know that. So if you're saying that you do want to Netflix and chill tonight, maybe just a little bit of chilling. We don't have to chill all the way. Well, I'm not, you know, the most experienced person, but I guess I'm the most experienced person in the room, so let's start off with something simple. Will you undress me, please? Can I undress you too? Baby, I've never seen you like this before. Now, you don't have to do or say anything you don't want to. Just let me know if you want to stop. Okay? Something else pretty simple is the way we talk to each other. Because I like talking, which I guess you'll find out. But I want to know what you want to hear. Do you even know? It's okay. You don't need to know. Your body already knows. So, here, let me just sit right next to you. I'm going to whisper in your ear. I think your body will tell me what you like the best. Are you ready? Are you my naughty boy that needs some punishment? Is that what you need tonight? To be taught how to act? Oh, I saw a little something down there. I'll keep going. Do you want to use me? Like your little play toy? Like your little slut? Is that what you want to do, baby? Treat me like your little private toy. Oh, for a second I thought you might really like that, but I didn't see a whole lot of action down below there. Let's keep going. Do you know how often I think about you? All day? Holding me down. Hovering over me with your body. How much I want you to enter me. Make me scream with pleasure while you convulse inside of me. Oh. Now there is the type of reaction I'm looking for. I'll make a note of that. Let's try one more thing. Baby. I've been a bad girl. I've been a naughty girl. What are you gonna do? Do I need spanks? Are you gonna give them to me? Teach me how to be a good girl. Well, I'd say this little experiment was a great success. Oh, I'm very pleased with the results. You seem to like me being my natural, sultry self. But maybe we'll leave some of the roleplay characters for another time, when we're more ready. So, can I keep exploring with you? I think I want to keep whispering sexy things into your ear while I explore your body. Do you want that? Good. So do I. I want to explore a little. Can I kiss you? First, on your lips. And then your neck. And your chest. And can I run my hands all over? Down your thighs. Coming back up to your chest. Let me kiss you again. Mm-hmm. I love running my fingers through your hair. And down the back of your neck. It's one of my favorite spots on you. But maybe I need a new favorite spot on you. Something that needs a little more attention. Yeah. Down here. What if I went to visit your cock with my mouth? Would you like that? Maybe you need some kisses down there. Can I kiss it? I want to kiss it. And then I'll push you through my lips, inch by inch. It's a little difficult because you're so big and so hard. I've thought about this, baby. I've thought about you in my mouth. Have you thought about it too? I'll slide you back out again, and then lick my tongue up from the base of your cock, all the way to the tip, and rotate my tongue along the top of your cock. I wonder what that feels like for you. And you'll feel my lips brush up against the side of you. And then plunge back into my mouth again. I want you to feel good. Baby, you're so hard right now. I love teasing you, but now I'm all worked up too. I really want to do all those things to you. Please let me. Do you want to know how my mouth feels? Yeah. Just relax. Feel that? Do you want to go inside? inside my pussy. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, I won't tease you anymore, baby. You can have it. You can have all of it. Sensitive down there. So are you. I mean, you can feel this, can't you? Okay. I'll stop. I'll get off. Are you ready? Okay. Now, I should go clean up, but I just want to be with you for a minute. I love your arms. Thank you. Well, I guess you're not a virgin anymore. How does it feel? Good. I'm glad. Well, how about I give you a little homework for next time? Nothing complicated. Just, I want you to think of something that you've always been curious about, or maybe wanted to try. And then maybe we can experiment. 'Cause hey, maybe it's something I've never done either. There's still a lot of first times for us to have together.